What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not the LeBron Kyrie Cavs. Could it be the LeBron Donovan Cavs? Can you call them the Donovan-LeBron Cavs? Would that be easier?
But just the way it rolls off the tongue, you mean?
Yeah. Donovan-LeBron is easier than LeBron-Donovan.
Poll's still out there. It is now 53% no. It's skewing back towards yes.
I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a no. Don't be surprised. It's going to be a no. Danny Cunningham joins us right now, Locked On Cavs. The inside shot on Substack, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. Danny, good morning to you. Now, listen, I know it's like, it can't be done. Second apron, all that stuff. I get that. Would you take LeBron back on this team, though?
I think you have to consider it.
Danny.
Let me explain.
Okay, all right.
I have been wrestling with this for the past 24 hours since, well, I guess not 24 hours at this point, but since the the quotes that Rich Paul gave to ESPN came out, and I think that there are upsides to this. And I think that the one thing that I keep coming back to is, if it's a one-year thing, it's a no for me. This would need to be something that you would kind of, and I understand that it is a one-year contract because he picked up his option, and I understand all that, but I do think that if this is a thing, I personally would think that they need to make sure they're getting 2 or 3 years, because everything you would have to give up, like, it's LeBron James. LeBron James, at this point, is still worth it. He's still a top 15 player in basketball at his age, which is unprecedented and crazy, considering he's going to become, if he stays healthy this year, he's going to become the NBA's all-time leader in games played in the regular season. And he's played about 4 additional seasons via postseason basketball, too. But I don't think that you can do it for 1 year of that. I think if LeBron would say, I'm going to play 2 or 3 more years, then it's a different conversation. If it's just, this is it, I don't think you can do it considering what you have to give up. So I think my answer sort of depends on that. Like, if it's a 2-year thing, yeah, I think it makes sense. If it's not, then I don't think it does.
I think anywhere he would go, he would have to say 2 years. Wouldn't he? Wouldn't they?
I would think, but I also don't know. So when you talk about LeBron's legacy too, like, I think this is part of this conversation. To me, it feels like he either has to stay in Los Angeles or come back to Cleveland. I don't know that a guy like LeBron is somebody that I would like to see join a fourth team throughout his career. I just think that there's something that has been special about his career, obviously, considering I think he's the greatest player that's ever played this game. And to see him, you know, like, we see those pictures of Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon wearing different jerseys at the end of their career. And I don't think that's what LeBron's end of his career should look like. Like, I think he should finish his career with one of the teams that he spent the most of his career playing with. So I think this has to be like either staying in Los Angeles or finding a way to Cleveland. I don't know what, I mean, there are other basketball situations that certainly make sense. Like, you could sell me on Dallas. You could certainly sell me on Denver. I think that makes a ton of sense. But just from like a legacy standpoint, I don't know how much I love seeing him playing in a jersey that has 5,280 across the chest.
I'm with you there. Danny Cunningham with us on the hotline. If I told you that outside of Jared Allen, LeBron James has played more games the last 2 years than any other Cavalier, it's incredible to think about at the age of 40. Not to mention, you said top 15. Danny, I can't name nine guys currently in the league better than LeBron. I can't.
I think pretty conservative.
Yeah, nobody could say that, oh my God, his game has dropped off. I mean, there's been no, is there a drop off from MVP LeBron? Yes, but just judging by the way he plays and, you know, where he's at in his career and his mastery of the game, you know, obviously, like, this is not a regular season move. Right. We all understand that. Like, they are not going to win as many games in a regular season next year, probably even with the status quo. Like, I mean, they're down Ty Jerome and they're down Okoro, both heavy rotation players for them in the regular season. So I think they're going to lose. They're going to lose more games anyway this regular season. You can't sell me that they'd be worse off like in an NBA Finals series with LeBron as opposed to their current setup. You just can't convince me of that.
Oh, I completely agree. And the regular season, and Donovan Mitchell said as much, I don't know, an hour after their postseason run ended against the Pacers, the regular season is just not going to matter for them next year. Like, they'll be good, but it doesn't matter if they win 64 games. It doesn't matter if they win 60, 58. Like, that number is not going to matter. It's going to be all about the playoffs. And if you look at a potential move like this one, yeah, this is one that makes you better for the postseason. I just think the question is doing this for 1 year worth all of the maneuvering that the Cavs would have to do? I'm not so sure. If you're doing this for multiple years, I think it becomes a much easier conversation to have or much easier thought process to get through, because it's not just giving up what you would have to give up to get LeBron. And LeBron's salary certainly makes this complicated, because the Cavs have to send out as much money as they bring in, and they don't have anybody on the roster. Even if you wanted to trade Evan Mobley straight up for LeBron, which would be silly, but you couldn't do that because Evan's not going to be making enough money. So, like, what they would have to do in terms of how much salary they would have to shed to make this happen, it becomes, I think, a very interesting thing to think about and very complicated. So if you're doing it for 2 years, I think it's worth thinking about. But if you're doing it for one, I'm just not so sure that even with the added postseason benefit, I'm not so sure that one run at it with a 41-year-old LeBron James is worth blowing up the core.
Well, you asked Lima. I mean, it's been brought up either by him, by me, by listeners, by media, each of the last, it seems, 7 years. And each time I've said no up until now, because I think that the window is 2 years long. I think that Donovan, I think it's driving him nuts that they can't get through the second round. And I don't think that he's the problem, and I don't think the Cavs fans think he's the problem, and they could get to the end of the next 2 years, and I think that that's it. Like, you're going to have to get first-round picks back before 2030. Like, there's a lot of things, and he might just decide, you know what, it's been real, but I'm going to move on from this after he exercises whatever option he could. So I'm looking at a two-year window anyway, Danny, so that's why I said yes this time. I know that comes with a whole bunch of other stuff. My God, there's a lot of that. But that's why I said yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because, you know, again, I can't just sit here and scream and yell and rant and rave after the way they lost again in the second round, and then be saying, hey, we got to get this thing going. We got 2 years, and then turn down the player of the generation. It just can't be done.
Well, I think it's a two-year window aside from all the Donovan Mitchell stuff, because I'm not necessarily there that he's somebody that's going to want out. Like, he talks like somebody, and I know that it's the NBA and things can change very, very much, but he talks like somebody, and since he has been in Cleveland, has, more importantly, acted like somebody that loves it here, that wants to be here long term. So I'm not necessarily on the same page with you there, but I think that in today's collective bargaining agreement, I mean, look what the Boston Celtics just did. If the Cavs don't win a title in the next 2 years, they're going to have to do stuff like that. If the Cavs do win a title in the next 2 years, they're probably going to have to do stuff like that. Like, how many players do you look at that are on the current roster that are not on expiring deals? So we're not talking about, like, Lonzo Ball now in this conversation, but how many guys on the roster right now are going to finish their current contracts on the Cavs? Evan Mobley will, Donovan Mitchell will. Other than that, I can't give you a for sure anywhere else. So I do think that because of the way that now team building is structured, where these runs are not set up to be super long, because you're going to have to duck the second apron and probably the tax altogether at some point, that I think is another layer of this sort of decision, whether or not it's worth it.
All right, Danny, obviously free agency getting underway this week in the NBA. We don't expect anything huge with the Cavs because of their cap constraints. With that said, how big of a loss do you think Ty Jerome, as it looks like he's going to be gone, along with, you know, losing Okoro, who we didn't love and obviously was out of the rotation come playoff time and was borderline unplayable, but he was somebody that helped them in the regular season. So, you know, do you feel like the Cavs are worse off, or do you think Ball is a legitimate stand-in?
I think that if Ball is healthy, and the Cavs believe that he is, if Ball is healthy, I do think he's a legitimate stand-in. Now, he's not going to provide the same level of offense that Ty Jerome did. He's not going to provide the same level of defense that Isaac Okoro did, although he is a very good defender, and even when he's been coming back from injury, he's graded out as a pretty plus defender. But the thing that I look at with this is this is a postseason move. And yes, it's a big risk because you are betting on a guy who has played 70 games in the last 4 years to be healthy in April, May, and June. But what this does is this takes two one-way players off of the Cavs and replaces them with a two-way guy, because Lonzo Ball is not a minus on either end of the floor. He cannot be ignored offensively the way that Isaac Okoro could, and he will certainly not be attacked defensively the way that Ty Jerome was. Like, part of the reason why Ty couldn't play in that series against the Pacers wasn't because he could not put the ball in the basket. It's because every time he was on the floor, the Pacers just said, we're gonna go at that guy. Like, that's the guy we want to attack. Can't do that with Lonzo Ball if he's healthy. So that's why I do like this move, but I do think that this is a move that probably makes them a little bit worse in the regular season. But as we just got done talking about, this isn't about the regular season. This is about finding ways in the postseason to get past the second round and be successful deep into the playoffs. And I do think if Lonzo Ball is healthy, this is a move that could do just that for the Cavs.
Danny Cunningham joining us from Locked On Cavs, that podcast. Also, Inside Shot on Substack, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. So with losing Sam Merrill, what can that do to this franchise, or at least to this team for the year? Not the franchise, for crying out loud. That seems great. Not Sam Merrill. I'm sorry. Not Sam Merrill. Ty Jerome.
So I think that it can be a thing that their bench offense is not going to be as good. It's going to take away a little bit from their depth in the regular season. And a big part of the reason why the Cavs were 64-18 in the regular season was because they were able to beat up on opposing teams' benches. And Ty Jerome had a magical offensive season, which nobody, I think, including the Cavs, would tell you they did not see that coming. Nobody saw it coming except for maybe Ty Jerome. So that is certainly going to be something that hurts them. They're losing a little bit of shooting because they're not replacing him with a guy in Lonzo Ball that is the same level of shooter. Like, Ty is a better shooter than Lonzo Ball, even though Lonzo has become a much better shooter now than when he entered the league. But they're losing that. They're losing having a guy on the bench that can just kind of go get his own bucket. And that has value in today's NBA. That is kind of what they have to wrestle with. But they're banking on, you know, we need two-way guys. If you look at Oklahoma City, how many guys do they have in the rotation that are either targets defensively or minuses offensively? And the answer is not many. And that's kind of what the Cavs, in my opinion, with this move, want to model themselves after a little bit more.
So, Danny, in the Eastern Conference, where it clearly looks wide open today, now we'll see if there are any big moves. I should ask, are you expecting anything big, any kind of a shakeup, big trade extravaganza, frenzy, anything like that?
I think at this point now, with the LeBron news yesterday, I kind of wonder if that's going to slow things down a little bit. Now, I know that obviously not every team in the NBA is going to be a candidate for LeBron James to join them. I get that. And I think a lot of teams understand, hey, LeBron James probably not coming to our town. But I do wonder if that's going to be a thing that slows things down. I also wonder if there are teams maybe like in Orlando, like a Houston, that maybe regret the early move that they made instead of knowing LeBron James could become available really for the first time in a trade in his career. So I do wonder about that. The move that I look at, though, and I know we talked about Atlanta last week on the show, if they sign Nickeil Alexander-Walker, which it sounds like they're the favorites to do, I believe that's according to Mark Stein, I think that would be by far the best move they could make, and I think by far a better move than trading for Kristaps Porzingis last week. Like, he would be somebody that I do think could move the needle and put them potentially into, like, the 4-5-6 conversation in the East. Of course, that's a lot depending on health for that team because they don't necessarily have guys that are super durable when you talk about Porzingis and Jalen Johnson, but that would be a move that I really, really do like for them. Outside of LeBron, I don't know how many big trades are left, though. It does feel like we've got a lot of the action over with, and this almost does feel like a free agency in the NBA, which is rare, where we kind of might know by next Saturday where all the chips are going to fall.
Danny, we thank you so much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again very shortly, friend.
Anytime, guys.
Danny Cunningham from Locked On Cavs, the inside shot. Also Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, the whole deal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.